Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Apel on OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll talk to Justin Lewis of KIS Futures about some of the issues that shape today's grain markets right after this.
Whether you raise crops or livestock, there are a lot of good reasons to attend the Southern Plains Farm Show. You'll see the 2013 Chevys, the official vehicle of the show, plus hundreds of exhibitors display over 1,000 product lines, pull-behinds, sprayers, seeds, tools, management software, and register for great prizes, like the Hustler Sport Mower and the Daily Early Bird Prize, good for $1,000 in show bucks, sponsored by Grasshopper. All that plus free admission and free parking, the Southern Plains Farm Show, Oklahoma City State Fair Park, April 18, 19, and 20.
You have know-how? You know how to change your oil. So Napa's rewarding you with our Synthetic Oil Change Special. Pick up 5 quarts of Napa Synthetic Motor Oil and a Napa Silver Oil Filter for just $19.99. So come to a Napa Auto Parts store today and save big.
Napa
know-how. $19.99? That's slick. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, sale price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 4/30/13.
Go to NapaOnline.com to find the Napa Auto Parts store near you.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We were just a slightly higher here in the front month grain contracts, and specifically the Kansas City wheat. It kind of led the way higher today. May futures in Kansas City were up 8¾ at 7.38¾. July, which is new crop, Kansas City wheat was up 8½ at 7.46½. September was up 7½, and December, Kansas City was up 6¼. Looking at the corn, we were anywhere from 1/4 to 2¼ higher. Not a whole lot of activity there today. And then the soybeans were 9 higher in the front month, but then as you go on back at the new crop soybeans in November, we were down 10¾. So a little bit of spread action there, some funds buying the front months and selling the backs, especially in the soybeans. And then Chicago wheat was steady, anywhere from up a penny to down a couple cents. So not a whole lot of action there. The news today is pretty much the same as the news yesterday in terms of the weather. We had a second night of freezing temperatures, and it'll take us 10 days or so to figure out if there was any real damage. I know that a lot of people are anticipating damage, but it'll take us a little while to find out how much and if there was, and what that leaves their crop to look like going forward. But two nights of anywhere from the mid-teens to the mid-20s for a large section of the jointed area of the wheat crop, there's probably going to be some damage. So we think that's why we're a little bit higher here on the Kansas City wheat versus the Chicago. But going forward, we'll just have to wait to find out exactly how much. Looking at some of the technical stuff, all three, the wheat, corn, and beans, are still kind of in a downtrend. We're below all the moving averages. And with ample supply of wheat specifically, it's going to be hard to get it rallying unless we have some major crop problem. And a freeze is something that'll do it, and there's actually another freeze mid to late next week forecasted. And by that point, there'll probably be more wheat farther along in the growing process to maybe even damage some more wheat. So anytime you get a freeze in April, you're going to see some problems. It's going to take something pretty big to get it going in the upward direction, though, in terms of price. Looking at kind of the corn fundamentals, the same storm system that moved through here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains the last few days is now moving through the Midwest, and so that's slowing down their corn planting. And there's some talk that maybe it's going to be pushed back even farther due to water sitting in fields. But, you know, we still got another 30 days or so to get planted there. Anything more than 30 days, you're going to start seeing some cutback on corn acres. So overall, it's just weather markets probably here till harvest.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Taking a look at how the markets closed today, Kansas City May wheat up 8¾ points at 7.38¾. July contract up 8½ cents at 7.46½. September contract up 7½ at 7.58¾. On the Chicago board, May contract up a penny at 6.97¾. July contract up 0.25 cents at 7.03¼. Chicago May corn up 2¼ cents at 6.51¼. July contract finished up a penny at 6.33½. And the September contract up only a quarter of a cent at 5.67 even. May soybeans up 9¼ at 14.02, and the July contract up 0.75 cents at 13.68¼. Looking at our cotton board, May cotton is down 71 points on the day at 84.66 cents per pound. In our energy markets, the crude oil contract for May is at 93.42, and May natural gas is at 4.14 per million BTUs. That's a look at your closing markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.